It's now time to chat to Ty Platinum, who's on the line, a Cape Townian musician and entertainer who rose to fame as a finalist on The Voice South Africa in 2019. Ty has a long history in the music industry in Cape Town, and he's busy at the moment working on a single due for release in December, as well as his self-titled album, Ty Platinum, which is due for release in February 2021. This evening, he'll be headlining the Come Dine With Me event in Cape Town, which is described as a food meets concert experience. He will be chatting to us today about this event, as well as his upcoming single, his self-titled album, and his future plans for 2021. Ty, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Alex. Good to be here. Thank you for having me on the show. Hello to all the listeners.
So to start us off, could you tell us how you got started with music and entertainment?
My music life started as a nine-year-old, eight-year-old boy. Always had this passion for singing, and I just wanted to sing wherever I would find myself, and I would find this singing going on. I would just want to get involved with singing, so that includes the church, you know, my early years in the Sunday school, primary school. We had a choir, school choir. I was part of the school choir, and I always explained the story. I was at the back of the choir, and I always worked my way to the front of the choir because I wanted to get to the front of the mic to do all the lead parts. And so, yeah, it's always been this dream, this fire inside of me, of just wanting to sing. And then later on in life, I connected with some musicians in my teenage years. I connected with some local Cape Town musicians and started a few ensembles, a few bands, and just started singing on the local club and pub circuit, festivals, wherever I could get my hand on a mic. That's where I wanted to be.
And now leading on from The Voice South Africa last year, you were involved with that. You've now got a single due for release in December. What has that whole process been like, and how's it been working on your single and self-titled album during this pandemic?
The Voice was amazing. I think The Voice set me up for what I'm busy with now. The Voice opened my eyes to so many things that happens that should be happening in the music industry, that happens behind the scenes, things that I wasn't aware of. And I think now that I have that experience of The Voice and I saw how things work behind the scenes of the industry, it has given me a more clear vision of where I want to go and what I want to do. And the single that I'm busy with and the album which is due for release in 2021 in February, encompasses everything that I've learned, everything that I've experienced over the past 10 years. Because this process of this album process has been a 10-year process. Initially, the album was supposed to be released in 2011, 2012. But a few things happened, unforeseen circumstances arose, and I had to, you know, do some other things, take care of myself. And then now, only in the past like 2 years, I got back into music, got back into the swing of it. I allowed the process to happen. You know, sometimes when things don't go your way, you normally fight against the current, and just to try and get what you want to do to the forefront. But sometimes life has got other plans for you, and then you just need to focus on those first. So that's what I had to do. I had to do what I needed to do in order to do what I want to do now. So now the process has started, the album process has started, and I'm working with so many great producers and songwriters and engineers that I just feel blessed that this album is going to be something really special, and I hope South Africa and the world is going to enjoy that with me.
Sounds incredible, and definitely looking forward to that. But now tonight you've got something exciting happening as well. Come Dine With Me. Can you tell us a bit more about the event?
Oh yeah, Come Dine With Me is a concept formed by LRI Productions. Look, the thing is, we know we've all been locked up for most of this year. We've all been wanting to go to events or our most favorite restaurants, or just get out and enjoy life with our friends. And we are at the point where we actually can do that now. Go out and, you know, still with being cautious and wearing our masks. Please, people, do wear your masks. This corona is real. For people wanting to get out, this is the perfect opportunity to come, sit back, relax, have a nice three-course meal, some live entertainment on stage, and just have a ball of a time. It's happening at the Clock Tower of V&A Waterfront. Tickets are $450, and that gets you a three-course meal. It gets you entertainment with the likes of Chad Simon, Chad Chitter, Waffles and Mo, you've got myself on the bill. We have August West, who's amazing saxophonist. We have got DJ Mix on the decks, keeping us entertained throughout the night. So it seems to be a solid super night of entertainment. You guys, if you're not there, you're going to miss out. So please do book your tickets.
Ty, it sounds absolutely fantastic. If just before I let you go, if people want to contact you on social media or find out more about Come Dine With Me, where can they get that info?
For tickets, you can contact Lloyd at lriproductions.co.za, or alternatively, you can check on my socials, which is at Ty Platinum, T-Y-E Platinum. Everything is on there. The posts are on there, and you can get all the information on my socials. So that's at Ty Platinum on social media, everywhere.
Awesome, Ty. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the RX Top 10. It's been great chatting to you.
Thanks so much, Alex. Appreciate it. It was great being here. Thanks to all the listeners for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.